Stevie speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in her walk and a wiggle in her talk. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked loser, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like! What's that, baby? Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in her walk and a giggle in her talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked loser, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. Gently lace had a pretty, pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in her walk and a giggle in her talk. Make the world go round. There ain't a nothing in the world that like a figure as a girl. That make me act so funny, make me spend my money. Make me feel a really loser like a lover, make a goozer like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's wild!
And welcome, Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU listeners, and especially those who tuned in for Cheek in Tongues Radio this week. Unfortunately, Barno and Kraytoven could not be here this week, so I am doing a little favor for them. We're having another installment of our Cheek in Tongues fill-in shows sort of situation, and it's Volume 3 of Weird Jazz with Ken Nordine. So please, stick around, and yeah, we'll have Dime Store Radio Theater after this. It's going to be a fun night. I think you're going to like it.
Psst, PSST. Are you ready?
Here it is.
Ken Nordine's Weird Jazz.
Proudly presented by...
You know who. Stare with your ear. Stare with your ear. Getting there from wherever you are isn't as simple as you might think.
Some people get there.
So many different ways to get there.
By dreaming.
Some people think there's only one way.
One way?
And every other way is wrong.
Some people get there.
Same time, there's another group. Thinks just the opposite.
Their way's right, huh?
But their way is the only way. And every other way's wrong. Know what I think? I think there's so many different ways.
With connections.
As many ways as there are people, I guess.
Some people get there.
Like getting there.
All alone.
Making a lot of money.
Good.
A lot of people like to get there like that.
I know a lot of them. Get there.
Of course, I know some people who... think of getting there is
by
giving away money.
I know a few people like
that. They have so much of it they can do.
Some people get there.
Makes them feel good.
Yeah, thanks.
Via phone. It's
for me, the way I like to get there is to...
Some people get there with music.
Imagine applause.
Applause.
Some people...
All sorts of applause.
Oh, yes, that's wonderful.
And sunshine.
Some people get there.
All kinds of sunshine.
Sunshine.
In the sunshine.
I guess I'm a sun worshiper. Are you?
Sunshine. Some people get there. Yeah.
I like to
have
in the sun.
Fun. Sunshine.
Only place to be.
Some people get there by
life. Place for you and me in the sun.
Some people get there with glee.
Okay.
Some people folks, if you'll just step
never
this way,
there.
We'll go down this corridor.
Okay.
There's a,
I hope it don't happen.
Something I've got to show you at the end of this corridor here. Let me, here we are.
Okay.
No, I just,
where are
okay.
we going?
Push this button right
okay.
here.
Where are we? Oh. Something imaginary in the trembling air between us.
Word jazz.
Word jazz. Where will the imaginary take us this time?
Word jazz.
I don't know. Well, here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
In cliche heaven. Yeah, it is kind of windy up here.
It is.
Well, that's because it's where the four winds blow. See?
What?
The streets are paved with gold, just like it says.
Right, you're right.
And look, we're there. She's an angel.
She's
lucky. Is an angel. And so is she.
Yeah.
Two angels.
Beautiful.
Glad I came. Wonder where they have their hair done.
Oh, that's nice.
Like sequins shiny.
Brilliant apparition.
You could have fooled me. Oh, that's so nice. You don't say.
Every
tell me how it is.
A king.
Tell me how it is.
Every man his price.
Yes.
Just in the nick of time.
The gift of tongue.
Let me tell you how it is.
Hello.
Let me tell you.
Where have you been?
Let me tell
the right
you how it is.
Word.
Let me tell you
I haven't seen you.
Let me tell you how it is.
To give the devil his due.
Why didn't you call?
Let me tell you, how it is.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
I wrote so often.
Let me tell you, how it is.
Where are you going?
Let me tell you,
where are you going?
Where do we go from? Let me
take me along.
Explore.
I know a great place.
Every avenue.
We can go there hat in hand.
Fall head over heels in love.
Not with our tail between our legs. We could go to that place called in one ear and out the other.
As the crow flies.
I wonder where crows go.
I don't know.
I wonder, do they fly in straight lines?
I don't know.
Yeah, but where do they go?
I don't know.
Where do they go?
I don't know.
Don't you wish, that you could be
something that you're not?
Something that you're not.
You could maybe.
You could maybe.
Oscillate
deep inside a doubt.
maybe B.
Maybe B.
Magnetically.
Magnetically.
Ozone high at
ozone
night.
Is high.
Up where all those dancers are.
All those dancers.
In the northern lights.
See, in the northern lights.
Imagine you outside of you. Other than you are. You could feel the falling fall in a falling star. Instantly, as fast as that, shrink way down in size. Atoms small, you split apart.
You've got tiny.
Wind up otherwise.
Now where are we?
You could be a vagrancy. Other than what's you. Hungry shark with razor teeth. Turn red to blue. Butterfly of powdered wings. Fluttering the warm. You the ghost of morning fog. Nebulous in form. How about a cricket's legs? Rubbing evening cries.
Hear that?
Maybe better you should be. Chromosomal ties.
Yeah, sure.
You could be soap bubble blown by some little girl.
That's nice.
What about the optic nerve in a nervous squirm? As for me, I'd rather be some forgotten stem.
Who's that?
Once that held an apple up.
Who's that?
And hard sunshine on a stone. What about the melting drip down an ice cream cone? We could be a list of things
longer than your arm.
Longer than your arm. Find us new identities.
Spellbound.
Spellbound as a charm.
Oh,
all the days and nights we've got, we could pick and choose.
And here we are.
Yes, I can see.
You.
And I.
And I.
I can imagine that.
But where are we? Jet us blow when blue and dry.
Let us go then. You and I.
When the grievening is dread against the sly legged gray shunts, bleaterized upon a grid. That's anguish.
Language.
You can do that with anything. You know,
like,
you say in the nick of time, instead of saying that, say in the nickel of dime. Master of that kind of play with words.
Sickle of time.
Of course, is Joyce.
Jimmy,
but there's many, many people who do it.
Joyce.
In fact, some families.
Jimmy.
Establish a language of their own that no one else understands. They give labels to things.
Jimmy.
Like Ono.
Jimmy.
Could be window. And
Jimmy.
Oh, look out the
Bose. Could be shoes.
Jim.
By playing with the words.
Oh,
Jim.
A flink dab for a freck dive and a stern poise for a swift pounce was frankly at the manual error, sure enough, which was to be Casey knowledge from his cradle. No bird better. That's the sort of thing that Joyce did. He was a kind of Charlie Parker of an Irish Charlie Parker of words.
That might in glimmer pair.
There have been others who
the crest of Robins in its lair.
Virginia Woolf.
Virginia.
Virginia. Who's afraid of
Virginia? Come on. Nobody's afraid of Virginia. She's okay.
A film
Virginia.
Is what Joyce wanted to
Jimmy.
Virginia. Really
do.
Make.
He wanted to do a film.
I think that every human being should be allowed to make one film.
Even you?
In one film only.
Oh, no, no, they wouldn't let you.
Jim.
No, no, no.
And that would be their definitive statement.
Jimmy.
Why not?
Are you kidding?
Unfortunately, Jimmy Joyce didn't get a chance to do a film.
No, well, he was before his time.
He wrote a lot of lovely poems, though.
You know him?
Here's one.
Good.
sold them her lease of 999
their lease.
Tresses, undresses, so die dainty.
So undresses, I'm trying to translate.
The Groot gudgeon gulped it all.
Gudgeon,
who was the COD, dumb?
COD from?
At Island Bridge, she met her tie. Atabum, 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 bum, bum. The Finn had a flux in his ever a ride. Atabum, 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 bum, bum. We're all up to the years in Hughes and Crybees. That's what she's done for a wee woe. Now, I'll admit that does not quite. You did an excellent job with those pictures, by the way.
Well, thank you, thank you.
That does not quite.
One was crooked over there.
Measure up to the kind of poem that you'll read in the newspaper.
Oh, poems in the newspaper, yes.
Have you noticed how far out the poems are?
No, I haven't.
In the newspapers.
I haven't.
I don't know why it is. Possibly that in the wake of the news, there is all this flotsam and jetsam of far out poetry.
Yes.
And, of course, these people are recognized, fortunately,
that'll hold this
for what they are as special poets of our time.
Yeah.
There are some people who have a feeling for that. I myself have never really
had a feeling.
Had the
never,
thing
never
for
never feeling
newspaper poetry.
Well, why is that? Newspaper tried. Poetry? Why isn't it?
Oh, goodness knows I tried
to
write the sort of thing that would make the evening newspaper.
Oh, you don't think you measure up?
I wrote Snip, Snap, Snooty, New Air, History, and Goody of All Little Trick, Trap, Big Trek, Schooner of the
Hoop,
Kettle, and when
you're
there, Fee, and the Heck, Don't Love,
Val, Pee.
But I got a rejection, a slip. Wasn't even pink.
Feel rejected.
It said, sorry.
Sorry.
You don't measure.
Better.
Don't feel rejected. Don't.
Well, what kind of talk is that?
That's sensible.
You need counseling. I know this. And I'm here to counsel you.
Yes.
Get everything straightened out.
Would you please tell me then, why is it that my little poems don't appear in the newspaper?
Genealogy.
What?
Genealogy.
Who?
You know the genie?
Yes.
It used to be in the Tale of Seven Cities.
Seven cities? Wait a minute.
Well, that stems from
two cities.
Al-Mabi and the Seven Thieves.
No. 20.
It's
20.
Seven senses. That's why they call them the Seven
Thieves.
Seven senses. Genealogy.
Do you mean that my genealogy is wrong?
Not for yourself. But then, of course, we must live with other human beings.
It's a truth. Good to be here. Boys, is that the truth? It's really good to be here and to know that, people, that is the truth. Get along with each other so well in this world. All the,
is that ever the truth?
The different peoples that there are, nationalities, languages, countries. That's marvelous that they get along with each other as well as they do. I know there are savage forces that are in all of us, but just think. Think how... Oh, the international family gets along as well as it does. I'm surprised. I know there are people who are figuring it's going to fall apart and we'll all get in trouble, but... Well, I don't know. I don't think they'll allow that to happen to you. Yeah, they wouldn't let that happen, would they?
No.
Oh, there you go. Right to the heart.
Even this
right
must have a preface. That is a literary preface.
Oh.
Said Ivan.
How your hair.
And I am poor hand at making one.
Hits me!
You see,
My action takes place in the 16th century, and at that time, as you probably learned at school, it was customary in poetry to bring down heavenly powers on earth. And behold, he deigned to appear for a moment to the people, to the tortured, suffering people, sunk in iniquity. But loving him like children, my story is laid in Spain, in Seville, in the most terrible time of the Inquisition, when fires were lighted every day to the glory of God, and in the splendid auto da fe, the wicked heretics were burned. Oh, of course, this was not the coming year, which he will appear, according to his promise at the end of time, in all from east to west. No, he visited his children only for a moment. And there, where the flames were crackling round the heretics, in his infinite mercy, he came once more among men in that 15...
I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, but this is a terrible situation. The background music does not fit the foreground talk.
What do you mean?
Consequently, this part of the program must be erased.
What do you mean?
Will you erase that part of the program, please?
Justice. Only, only justice. Right is right.
Where's the button?
Right is right. Has to be.
Sorry.
It's just the way it's gotta be. I'm sorry, too. What's happening? Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Wayne.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
It was beyond my control.
You pushed another button. I feel what you're doing.
Slow down, baby. Slow down.
Okay.
Yeah, so there I was, you see.
How many words a minute?
She was pretty cute. She was, well, I don't know what color her hair was. It was, sort of white, actually.
My fingers.
Yeah. She had dyed her hair white.
Only 800 words a minute.
And I didn't know quite what she was up to there.
Well, yeah.
So I asked her about it. I said, how come... you have white hair. And she says, well, I wanted to look older. So what? Look older? That's ridiculous. Most women want to appear younger than they are. But she really did want to appear older. She was 87. Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among
that's
the
awful.
Gold.
That is just terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's, I know.
Yeah, I know.
What you do it? Nobody should grow old. Everybody's young. Even when they're old, they're young. Even when they're old, they're young.
Properties, just, moon rocks and that sort of thing, dust.
time they clear, there will be funds to cover them.
What do you mean?
But you should never accept post-dated checks. If you do so with the full knowledge that they are post-dated and must be held for a certain time before being deposited,
yeah,
you are in reality accepting worthless paper to cover an obligation.
What do you mean?
In a court case of which I know, the acceptor of such a post-dated check lost his case against the issuer.
You're kidding.
The court ruled that he had accepted the check knowing it to be worthless and therefore had no ground for complaint when the debtor was unable to make it good.
Yes, get away with it.
Ever get a bad check?
Yeah.
It bounced.
Yeah.
Boy, that a special cloud right over my head.
The king was a prince of excellent understanding, and he would frequently order that I should be brought in my box and set upon the table in his closet.
But over there.
He would then command me to bring one of my chairs out of the box and sit down within 3 yards distance upon the top of the cabinet, which he brought me almost to a level with his face.
Yes?
In this manner, I had several conversations.
Conversation.
It's the queen.
Way back.
Queen's been just marvelous.
The queen is the one who gives birth to the king.
The queen.
So which came first? The king or the queen? That's the question.
The queen.
The chicken and the egg. It's the same thing as the chicken and the egg. Which came first? The idea of king? Or the idea of queen?
Said that about a guy.
Hey, princess.
Oh, she just makes me giggle.
I know. Me too. She's so, such a lady.
She should have her teeth. You know, the teeth.
Princess. You're such a lady.
Capped. She could get them capped.
What about a cocktail? Yeah.
Sure is like Hollywood, isn't it? I'd like a cocktail. Yeah, I'd like
what one. What about a cocktail?
Getting your teeth capped, that's...
What about a cocktail?
A blackberry brandy.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah. What about a cocktail?
A little Cointreau. Give me one of them. Yeah, that's good.
What about a cocktail?
What about a craft of cocoa? Two of those, too.
Cowboy cocktail.
Ah, one of those, okay, too.
What about a cocktail?
Drambuie on the rocks, huh? Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
What about a cocktail?
Give me a cup of that.
Cocktail. What about
big bottle of that, yeah.
Cowboy cocktail.
Oh, I think what you're
doing. What about it?
Sarsaparilla. Yeah, for the kids.
Soda pop.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Here you are.
Yeah, you're like,
hey. Cocktail.
I'm going to call you cocktail.
A little cocktail, better call.
Hey, cocktail.
Little cocktail.
Cocktail. How'd you like to be king?
Cocktail.
Hey, stir it up.
I'd like that.
Yeah, that, won't be too long.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
I'll have a little cocktail.
Ah, come on.
Give that little cocktail. Cowboy cocktail.
You mean that little cowboy cocktail.
I mean, you can get that little cowboy.
Yeah.
That little cowboy cocktail.
I thought you had me confused, huh? I think I'll have a scotch and water. If I know, scotch and water, please, waiter. Thank you. What's your name?
Kendor Dean.
Well, thank you. All right.
And that's just another example of Ken Nordine's word jazz. And, I mean, these are... What ended up happening a lot with these is that Ken himself was distributing them from not just like in a old-fashioned way through the mail and handing them to people, but he also would do direct mail through a website very early on in the internet days. And so not too long after the first run of these shows on actual radio, you would hear these shows again being available on the early internet. And I remember most of these files that I'm playing today have a little addendum at the end of them that say, if you would like a CD of this, please write to, and then there's more information and whatnot. and there's a website address. So he was very interested in computers and technology and what it could do for him being able to reach fans directly without having to put out albums himself and whatnot. So certainly a pioneer in that sense, and really kind of understood the potential of computers in an interesting way, given how old he is. So I always find that to be very interesting. Yeah, Ken Nordine, a great figure who we're chatting about here in the Digital Salon on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU, filling in for Cheek and Tongues, as Barno is unavailable this week, and I have stepped in to offer another installment of our Word Jazz series. We've done two other shows like this where I play two episodes of Ken Nordine's Word Jazz, and we kind of talk about it a little in between. This is the third one. Want to make sure I'm not going to run out of time. So we got a few people hanging out in the Digital Salon tonight, including improbably Mr. X, who usually doesn't tune in on a Monday, but there he is, and so I appreciate that. Rebecca, of course, set us all up tonight. Thank you, thank you. Imaginos, hey, you are fantastic for tuning in so regularly. I appreciate that. We just heard Mr. Moistache, who's hanging out a little bit, but I think they're going to have to miss most of the show because I think they usually have to duck out almost immediately after they finish their show. Although I think this is fairly recent that they have moved to Mondays. So, San Pedro girl, thank you. I got a special place in my heart for San Pedro in spite of never having been there. But a lot of things that I love have origins there. So maybe that's what it's all about. Who knows? I think that's everybody who is joining us in the Digital Salon. Oh, H has popped in, which I always appreciate. Thank you so much. We do like to have a little bit of fun here. So going to bring you episode 6. I think if you've heard that first one there, you've got a flavor for more or less what Ken's format is like. But I've talked a tiny bit more to give people a sense of how Ken does these things in the Digital Salon. He really liked to improv, and so a lot of this stuff is off the cuff. It is just kind of him working it out in real time. And I think the impressive part is when you realize that and then you hear how kind of seamlessly this does come off of his tongue, it's pretty impressive. Mr. X comments that he must have missed these half-hour bits on NPR because he only remembers shorter bits that somehow made their way onto Morning Edition or All Things Concerned, which were my main reasons for listening to NPR. Sometimes I caught Car Talk and Prairie Home Companion because my friends listened to them, but now I regret missing these Ken Nordine shows. This is some awesome stuff. Yeah, you know, again, he distributed these himself. I think he had a manager slash friend that was helping him, but you know, his main way that people heard him most of the time was on NPR. Like that, him being guested on Morning Edition and All Things Considered and other places where they would cut to him doing like a little bit of a word jazz segment or what have you. Yeah, that is, I think, mostly how people know him. And then, of course, his show being run on different NPR outlets and whatnot. I think that's another feather in his cap. But, I mean, he had been making word jazz and doing radio like that since the 50s. And so it was kind of like, you know, NPR going like, oh, we got to give this old old radio guy who really knows what's going on some time on the air. It was nice. I appreciate Ken's wide and vast career. San Pedro Girl chimes in here about Ken and his ability to comment on his own voice. He was ahead of his time. The way he layers the track reminds me of what the Dead and the Pranksters were doing later at the acid tests. Yeah, and in fact, Ken Nordine did an album with a couple members of the Dead. And Tom Waits, improbably. I think Ken was aware of what was happening in the music world and wanted to incorporate that kind of stuff into his thing, because word jazz, as it evolves from the 50s through to Ken's death in 2019, it gets more dense, it gets more interesting, it gets higher production quality. It's really good stuff. I should probably stop talking about it, and we should hear another sample of it. So here's episode 6 of Ken Nordine's Word Jazz show. This is a Cheek and Tongues fill-in shows installment by Austin Rich. So enjoy.
Psst, PSSD.
Are you ready?
Someone Special presents Ken Nordine's Word Jazz.
Stare with your ears. Hey.
Action.
Yeah, planning ahead.
Planning ahead.
How far ahead can you plan?
Oh, not very far, a week or so.
Me, I find it difficult to know. Even to know what I'm going to do next.
How come you don't plan ahead?
Oh, there's so many things happening all at once. I've got to focus on what's happening right now. This very instant. Pretty hard to plan ahead any.
So much ahead. Well, what planning do you do?
Well, only real planning ahead I do. It's ritual. Like going to bed. Sleeping, waking up, letting the dog out, grapefruit juice, and a small amber glass.
That's nice.
It goes all sparkles when the sun hits it like this through the morning window.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the broken light flashing all over the kitchen.
Oh, that's great.
As I tip the small amber glass and swallow the football, that's what I call the large vitamin because of its shape, and the zinc, that's good for me, and the medium-sized B vitamin, put the glass down in the sink,
because
zinc,
like a glass of grapefruit juice.
Let's see, what was I thinking about?
Planning ahead.
Oh, yeah, planning ahead. For a nice cup of black coffee.
I'll join you there.
What should I do next? You know, except for ritual. Like lifting this brown circle of coffee. See? Yeah, shifting brown tide inside the cup. That I hold in my hand, floating toward my lips. Oh, except for ritual. I never plan ahead. Except for ritual.
Well,
I sure would like to get inside of ritual.
Come on with me, I'll take you.
Ritual. Hey. Word jazz.
Word jazz.
Here we are. You and I.
Yeah. Word jazz.
Here we are with something imaginary in the trembling air between us. Where will the imaginary take us this time?
Is.
Yeah. A little coil of wire around it, near the cone.
Yeah.
That's where I am.
You're kidding.
Yeah, things are quiet now, but any second it'll start.
I know too.
Yeah. I'll be hanging on for dear life. You gotta help me out.
I'll help you.
Hey, where have you been? Where have you been? You can tell me. Where have you been?
I've been to Tinsel Town. Been to Easy Street.
Easy Street.
Been to Kitty Lane.
Kitty Lane.
Been to Waters Meet.
Waters Meet.
Been to Lover's Lane. Been to Wind Up Clock. I've been to Car Wash. I've been to Boondock.
Where have you been, boy? Where did you go? What are you doing? Who do you know? Where have you been, girl? How do you do? I hope you love me. I hope that's true.
I've been to Kitty Corner.
Kitty Corner.
I've been to Cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
I've been to River's Edge.
River's Edge.
I've been to Come On Back.
Come On Back.
I've been to Loose Ends.
Loose Ends.
I've been to Uptight. I've been to Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
I've been to Midnight.
Where have you been, boy? Where did you go? What are you doing? Who do you know? Where have you been, girl? How do you do? I hope that you love me. I hope that that's true.
I've been to Gooseneck.
Gooseneck.
I've been to Road to Ruin.
Road to Ruin.
I've been to Boomtown. I've been to Looney Tunes. I've been to
Splitsville.
I've been to Old South.
Old South.
I've been to Wonderland.
Wonderland.
I've been to Big Mouth.
Hey, where have you been, boy? Where did you go? What are you doing? Who do you know? Where have you been, girl? How do you do? I hope that you love me. I hope that that's true.
I've been to Big Time.
Big Time.
I've been to Silliness.
Silliness.
I've been to In-Group.
In-Group.
I've been to Wilderness.
Wilderness.
I've been to Back Lot.
Back Lot.
I've been to It's a Drag.
It's a Drag.
I've been to No Place.
No Place.
I've been to Zigzag.
Zigzag.
Hey,
You can tell me where you've been.
No, no, I can't.
Where have you been?
I can't. You'll blabber.
Where have you been?
You'll tell everybody.
Where have you been?
I can't tell you. Yeah, I just wind this little fellow up here.
As you know, Humpty Dumpty.
You like it?
As many it's meanings.
Rose out of the clock.
That are hidden in its. In its words, its phrases. Like Humpty Dumpty. Sat on the wall.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah. Humpty.
Yeah.
Humpty.
Yeah.
Had a great fall.
Mouse ran down.
Yeah. And all the king's horses.
That's much better. You're
getting it. The king's men.
Hickory dickory dock.
Couldn't put Humpty.
Hickory.
Together again.
Goddess of Hickory.
Of course, there was a guy who was known as Hickory
Dickory
Dumpty Dumpty. Because he had
Hickory,
a funny hump.
Hickory, in fact, Dickory,
the reason for
Dickory,
it.
Duck.
He had a Dumpty hump. They call him Humpty Dumpty. And they had to get rid of him. The reason they had to get rid of him because he was always on the wall, you see. On the fence, as it were. And they just pushed him off because they figured he was an egghead.
The clock struck one.
Of course he was. When he fell down, he broke his crown.
You can do it.
And Jill came tumbling after.
You can do it.
And about Jill, of course.
The clock.
One small girl.
The mouse
Jill.
Ran down.
You should hear her sing.
Dickory.
He's a marvelous singer, Jill.
The two of them are up here.
Who?
See them?
Who are they?
That's finger strumming. Yeah. And the other guy's fidgety.
He sure is.
Well, Finkerstrumming was talking to Fidgety about his problem.
What's that?
Which, of course, is being himself. No, being Fidgety.
That's everybody's problem.
And all the while, Finkerstrumming was explaining the nature of Fidgety to Fidgety.
I mean being himself, that's what.
While he was doing that, he was strumming his fingers.
Yeah.
And Finkerstrum is something Finkerstrumming enjoys so much it's become second nature with him.
Finkerstrumming.
It moderates his impatience. Yeah, unfortunately, it also drives Fidgety more up the wall than he normally is. Yeah.
I can see
finger strumming is Fidgety's nemesis.
Yeah.
If there's any hatred in Fidgety, it comes out from finger strums.
That's understandable.
At the same time, fidgetiness, if you can say there is such a thing, I don't see why not.
Yeah,
fidgetiness?
Sure, whatever.
It destroys something in finger strumming. But takes the joy out of finger strumming.
That's the way life is.
Seeing the two of them together is a laugh.
They're sort of silly.
The fact is, it's funny. The two of them.
Yeah, they should.
They're funny.
They should go on the road.
They can't help it. They're just funny.
They are.
Yeah, that's why it's a laugh.
It is a laugh. That's fidgety.
Yeah, let's leave them. There they are. See them?
Yeah.
Fidgeting. Finger strumming.
Yeah, what a couple.
They'll do that for the rest of their lives.
That's a long time.
Hey, let's come over.
Where? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. The, it's good to be back.
I figured you.
Just because I was up front for
a while. I know, I figured you'd come back.
It's much better in the back here.
You can see better.
Much better.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
But I gotta tell you about the idea that they're keeping from us.
What's that?
You know, the pharmacological houses have developed a spirit-elevating pill.
Hey, good idea.
Called a jolly pill.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's a jolly pill. They were going to call it jolly bean.
Oh, no, they couldn't. That's too much like
they thought, you know,
jelly.
Jolly pill. Because it's shaped. It's about like a bean.
Jelly bean.
Size. But what you do, you take this pill, just one a day.
Yeah.
And you're jolly. That's all. You're just jolly. But they're worried that.
About what?
Well, you know, that people would be jolly at the wrong time, like, you know, at a funeral or a serious business matter or something.
Yeah, that would be good.
Jolly all the time.
No, that wouldn't be good. No, that would be.
It would be too much fun.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
You couldn't have that. So they're figuring on along with the Jolly pill, if they come out with it, and I don't think they will, they're thinking of having a sad pill, too.
Sad so pill?
If you got too jolly, you could take a little sad pill.
Oh, I see.
So yeah. Behave properly somewhere in between jolly and sad.
To quiet things down a little bit, yeah.
It shows you that there are people who are thinking about us.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, jolly pill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jolly guy. He's kind of jolly. Yeah, it's jolly music.
I don't know. Everything goes wrong with me.
Oh, you need a jolly pill.
The office. Some guys there that are out to get me.
Yeah, you need a
jolly
pill.
And then at home, I don't know, my wife. Oh, the kids, you know, everything. And then there's the payments due on the car. Oh, no. Well, I'm just telling you, I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. I mean, really, I wonder if it's worth even trying.
A sense of humor.
What am I killing myself for like this? What am I? I don't know.
Students.
Oh, if I had any brains.
You're more or less subject to my emotions.
That's the trouble.
I've
got the brains, but I don't know. Maybe it's my attitude. It's wrong or something.
It won't work.
Nothing happens.
Look, Lay.
I figured I'd be.
You're trying to.
Something in the office, boys.
Ladder of success.
Everybody gets pushed up ahead of me.
Sometimes the emotions.
And that, of course, and then there's.
Our violent.
The wife.
Affected.
The kids.
Like psychomasthenia.
The trouble. The car.
Emotional upset.
Yeah, and there's.
The psychic life of the.
I don't know.
Permanent state of the mind and the body.
Let's have another drink. Forget the whole thing.
It's too easy to get away.
Stop
from
it! You're killing me.
See, it makes me feel much better. Just talking to you.
Anytime, baby. Anytime. Oh.
Now let's see. We've got to leave that little jolly thought.
Move into whatever happens next.
Hi.
This is your breathing pal, Cam.
Yeah, breathe.
I've been breathing in and out a long time now. Like you.
Breathing.
Sort of have a special feeling.
Breathe.
For oxygen.
Sure feels good.
Yeah.
Used it. Breathe.
Well, for centuries, workers,
breathing.
From time to time, realized that
used
air was
breathing.
Composed of more than one thing, one component.
Pollutants.
The behavior of oxygen and nitrogen as components of air led to the advancement of the phlogiston theory of combustion, which captured the minds of chemists for a century.
When was that?
Yeah. Oxygen is it's the third most abundant element found in the universe.
I got an oxygen tank.
It's a gaseous element. It forms 21% of our atmosphere.
21%?
And the element and its compounds make up 49.2% by weight of the Earth's crust.
Boy, how come you know all this?
About 2/3 of the human body and 9/10 of water is oxygen.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
They make you feel kind of special.
H2O.
And oxygen is very reasonable. It's very reactive, capable of combining with most elements.
I mean reasonable?
It's a component of hundreds of thousands of organic compounds. It
costs $30 to get the tank filled.
And it's essential for the respiration of all plants and animals, so if we didn't have oxygen, well...
Running out of
if
breath.
You won't tell anybody.
Running.
It's atomic weight.
Out of breath.
Sure, no one's listening. Its atomic weight is...
What is it?
15.99. Did you write it down?
4, yes.
Its atomic number.
What is it?
Is 8. Its melting point.
Is what?
Is 218.4 degrees.
Are you sure this is safe?
0.
No.
Centigrade.
Did anyone follow you?
Its density. Oh, I don't know if I should tell you this.
No.
You sure you won't tell?
Its
density.
Tell me, quick.
No, you'll tell. I know you'll tell.
No, I won't. I'm
not. If you tell,
I won't tell.
They'll get me.
No, I won't tell. I promise.
I won't tell you its density, but its specific gravity.
Okay, what's
liquid
it?
What is 1.14.
1.14.
Okay. I promise that you will.
I won't tell. They'll be here any minute, though. Come on.
I don't know how much it costs.
How much?
It costs about 2.5 cents a cubic foot.
2.5 cents? I've been ripped off.
That's for Oxford. Secrets. It is my pleasure now to present an unusual musician.
Good. Who?
He plays a... would you play that thing for us, just to give us a tone?
What is it?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's a duck call.
That's all it is.
It's a duck call. Interesting looking thing. Gauze on the end.
That's all.
And he just blows it. He's not going to play a little thing.
It's very easy to learn to play the clavis. Hold them in your hands like this. And here's your first lesson. Excellent. Now, two times this time, okay? Ready? Excellent. Now let yourself go. This is ahead of the time. This is fun. Hey, where'd the ducks go?
Thank you, that... You're going to go places.
Where?
If you get the right agent.
Yeah.
There's a show on Sullivan.
Who? Brian.
Some show, big show. All sorts of things. Johnny.
And Frankie.
The best thing going since a guy I
love.
What, 88 children?
Love it. 88 children?
Some of them were white and some of them were black.
Yeah.
He arranged them as keys.
Really?
And they had their mouths open, and he got mallets.
No.
He had the 88 tones of the well-tempered scale.
And he cleaned their heads.
And he used to hit them on the top of the head.
And
he'd get sounds.
But what would he play?
Well, he's done some marvelous things.
Like what?
There's a place I know I used to go. A bar called The Final Page, where beer and a shot don't cost you a lot, and time flies around in a cage. The bartender there, he don't seem to care if the patrons come or go. There's a smile in his eye, 'cause he's feeling high, and he drinks his whiskey slow. Sure as day becomes night, and night becomes day, I really don't see me changing their way. Sure as day becomes night, day, they'll all disappear a year from today. Now the average age in The Final Page is maybe round 69. That's close to the span allotted to man. Almost the end of the line. That bartender's odd, says he talks with God. I ain't the one to say no.
He's gonna run out of breath. Always talking of death. Who'll be the first one to go? Well, there's old high IQ Morris with Dumbo Dolores, who got married 5 decades back. Hear him argue and rage in the final page. Who'll be the first one to cack? Oh, Slick Charlie the Thumb. Just a pool hall bum. Plays 8 ball, last pocket bank. While Allison Brown, her face falling down, is drunk on the one drink she drank. Sweet Frankie the fag, transvestite drag, wants to wear old women's clothes. While sugar-free Marge, 300 pounds large, lusts for a nudist she knows. Kind Counselor Cohen sells grave marker stone. Call him Memorial Man. He's in the bar, 'cause the customers are buying his layaway plan. As sure as day becomes night, and night becomes day, really can't see me changing their way. Day becomes night, and night becomes day. They'll all disappear a year from today. Hear 'em laughing loud, this motley old crowd. Bartender's soon gonna close. They know all about the time running out. Couldn't care less, I suppose. Right after they fade, arrangements are made. Go to the place next door, a place where you'll find no one's left behind. A bar called Forevermore. Sure as day becomes night, night becomes day. I really don't see me changing their way. Sure as day becomes night, night becomes day. They'll all disappear a year from today.
Younger girl. I know what you mean. And waiters and uniforms, silly swirls on their shoulders.
Like
waiter, funny places, funny places. Yeah, I got this friend. What's his name? His name's Judson. Judson got this group now. Yeah, that he trumpets with. That's him. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. He used to day Judson the hotel.
Wonder where you are now, huh? He's on the road, I told you about that.
Then he left.
I think we'll call him.
He's on the road.
Hello, Dick.
Hello? Hello?
It's me.
Hello? Who's this? Who is it? Hello?
Oh, good, good.
What do you mean, oh, good? Who's it? Who's calling?
Yeah. Give me a ring then, will you?
Give me a ring?
Get back, huh?
You just called me. Who is this?
That's nice talking to you.
Joe? Be nice talking
to you. I didn't want to.
Yeah, sure. What kind of is it?
Be sure to call. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
That's Dick Judson. That's a Dick Judson.
That's crazy.
When I was 120, I heard a wise man say, give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. And give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free.
He's on the road.
But I was 1 and 20.
He's on
no use to talk to me.
He's on the road.
When I was 1 and 20,
he's on the road.
I heard him say again,
he's on the road.
The heart out of the bosom is never given in vain. Tis paid with sighs aplenty and sold for endless room.
And I am 22. Judson, and it is true.
He's got this group.
Dick Judson is true.
He travels with.
And I am 22. And oh, tis true, tis true. And I am.
Ken Lordine?
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Happy Labor Day! And to help you celebrate Labor Day, we have selected some stories that offer a glimpse into the true meaning of this historic holiday. Stories of hardworking Americans performing their jobs to the best of their abilities in an effort to bring food and happiness to their families. And to take advantage of the incredible deals offered during our annual Labor Day sale. It's radio and savings that only come together on this, the most important holiday of this time of year. Labor Day! Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, A Christmas Carol.
Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. Well, it's Christmas Eve, and every year about this time, my business takes a big nosedive. People usually pack up their troubles and start unpacking colored lights and Christmas tree ornaments. So tonight, instead of telling you about one of my hair-raising exploits, we're going to tell you a Christmas story. So with apologies to Mr. Charles Dickens, we'd like to bring you an adaptation of one of his most famous stories, A Christmas Carol. Now, I'd better explain something first. This version isn't exactly the way you heard it many times before. Because the particular type of characters I usually get mixed up with, this story is written to fit their talents and characteristics. Different from the Dickens original, certainly, but we feel that this story could easily happen today, anywhere. Like maybe right here in New York on a little side street just off the Bowery. So now I'd like to introduce our characters. Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge will be played by my good friend and guiding hand of the 5th Precinct Homicide Division.
Lieutenant Walter Levinson.
Walter?
Otis.
The character of Jacob Marley will be played by one of my dearest friends and constant companions.
Otis, that's you.
Huh? Oh, Sergeant Otis Loveloon.
Loveloon.
Walsh.
Oh, sorry, Helen. Tiny Tim will be played by our corner newsboy.
Johnny Rollins.
Tiny Tim's mother will be played by my red-headed gal friend.
Helen Asher.
The rest of the characters will be played by members of the 5th Precinct Police Station.
Officer O'Reilly.
Officer Lund.
Officer Lefkowitz.
Sergeant Miller.
The music will be furnished by the 5th Precinct Police Band, directed by Patrolman Worth. And now, our version of the Christmas classic, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Once upon a time, there was a nasty old guy named Ebenezer Scrooge. He was nasty, all right. He didn't like anything, except maybe all the dough he could get his hands on. Scrooge had a little business that he started with his partner, Jacob Marley. The outfit was known as Scrooge and Marley Loan Company. But one day, poor old Marley just up and keeled over. So the boys along...